This segment is where the security and privacy stories converge, and there are several. Cloudflare drop, the EU chat control vote, the Uniqlo t-shirt obfuscated bash script, Apache Shiro 3.0, and the remote attestation deep dive all landed today.
Let's start with Cloudflare drop because it generated 248 comments and nearly 500 HN points, which signals significant practitioner interest. Cloudflare drop is a new feature that allows website operators to configure blanket traffic dropping rules at the Cloudflare edge layer, essentially giving you a way to drop entire categories of traffic before it reaches your origin server, based on highly configurable criteria. The practical application is bot mitigation, but the implementation details are what the HN community is parsing.
What's the significance from an infrastructure perspective?
It's about where in the network stack you're doing the work. Traditional bot mitigation happens at your application layer. Traffic reaches your servers, your application inspects it, and then you decide what to do. That costs compute, memory, and bandwidth. Cloudflare drop moves that decision to the edge, meaning Cloudflare's network makes the drop decision before the traffic consumes any of your origin resources. For high traffic sites dealing with serious bot activity, this can be the difference between surviving an attack and going down. The HN community is also examining the policy implications. Any system that can drop traffic at scale based on rules is also a potential censorship tool if it falls into the wrong hands, or if the rule-setting process is misused.
Speaking of censorship and surveillance, the EU chat control vote is the story that I think deserves more attention than it's getting in mainstream technology coverage. The EU Parliament approved what's being called Chat Control 1.0, which is a legislative framework that would require messaging platforms to scan private communications for illegal content. The version that passed is described as 1.0 by critics like MEP Patrick Breyer, precisely because they view it as a stepping stone toward more comprehensive surveillance requirements.
The technical problem with chat control is something that cryptographers and security engineers have been explaining repeatedly and loudly for years. Client-side scanning, which is what would be required to scan end-to-end encrypted messages, fundamentally compromises encryption. There is no technical architecture that allows you to scan message content before encryption for law enforcement purposes, without also creating a mechanism that can be abused by other actors or expanded beyond its original stated purpose. Signal has said they would leave EU markets rather than implement it. WhatsApp has said the same. The infrastructure required to implement this at scale is essentially a surveillance backdoor with a politically acceptable name.
Breyer's statement, "Our children lose out," is pointed because the stated justification for chat control is child protection, specifically detecting child sexual abuse material. Nobody disputes that goal. The disagreement is whether client-side scanning is an effective tool for achieving it, or whether it creates vastly more harm than it prevents by destroying private communications for 450 million people.
Remote attestation is conceptually connected here, and the HN deep dive post on it is worth understanding in this context. Remote attestation is a cryptographic mechanism that allows one party to verify to another that they're running specific, unmodified software. It's used legitimately in things like secure enclaves and trusted execution environments. But it can also be the technical foundation for systems where a platform can verify that your device is running approved software, which is a short walk from your device won't send messages unless it's running our approved scanning software.
Now to the story that somehow topped the front page with 1,389 points, the Uniqlo t-shirt bash script. Someone bought a Uniqlo t-shirt that had what appeared to be a decorative bash script printed on it, and a researcher named Tristan Scherlicher decided to actually analyze the script and figure out what it did.
And it turned out to be an obfuscated, self-evaluating bash script that was actually served by Akamai, the CDN, as what appears to be a real-world JavaScript challenge or bot detection script that somehow ended up on a t-shirt. The analysis in the blog post is genuinely impressive. They decoded multiple layers of obfuscation, traced the provenance of the code, and made a case. that this is actual production code that someone at the Uniqlo supply chain level or design level pulled and put on a shirt without understanding what it was.
The HN thread apparently has people who work at CDNs confirming that yes, this style of obfuscation is consistent with how anti-bot scripts are deployed, which raises genuinely interesting questions about digital culture artifacts. Is this a copyright violation? Is it a security disclosure? Is it just weird? Probably all three.
Apache Shiro 3.0 also deserves a mention. Shiro is a Java security framework that handles authentication, authorization, cryptography, and session management. Version 3.0 is a significant release with modernized API design and better Jakarta EE integration. For Java enterprise teams, security framework updates are high stakes. A lot of production systems run on Shiro, and getting the dependency upgrade right matters for both security posture and application stability.